I'm joined by Ernst von Rensburg. What is that? What? It's not even a tongue twister name. What's wrong with me today? Ernst von Rensburg, the clinic manager from Disc and Baby City. How are you today, Ernst?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm like really good. I was just mentioning earlier that I had a very good celebration of Mother's Day, which I forgot about last week. I forgot that it was Mother's Day the coming Sunday. I didn't even say it to anyone, Happy Mother's Day, until it was actually Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, I celebrated nicely. So I hope you celebrated your mother.
Absolutely. No, we did. Mother's Day is such a special event, I think, for everyone. And yeah, it was really great.
Yeah. And we were now also talking with Adele about the benefits of weighted blankets. And like some babies just seem, especially babies who are a little bit more sensory sensitive, does seem to want to have a little bit of deep pressure. Have you guys had any experience in that?
Absolutely. And I think where it comes from usually from a nursing perspective, especially for nursing students, is that we learn a lot about swaddling, and it's not exactly the same, but many times it serves the same purpose where babies feel very safe, because yeah, to a certain extent it does mimic the environment that a baby is used to,
yeah,
before they're born. And especially for newborns, it really makes them feel incredibly comfortable. And certainly not all babies respond the same to weighted blankets or swaddling, but many babies do find it incredibly comforting to have some sense of pressure applied onto them, and it really helps them just to be soothed more easily.
Oh. I actually said exactly the same thing at the start of my show, where I said my own son, he really loved to be swaddled, but I couldn't swaddle him forever. So then later when he got older, he used a weighted blanket, and I felt like it made quite a difference for his sleep. So I actually used exactly the same example. Look, great minds think alike.
Yes, exactly.
But with regards to swaddling ads, I also feel there's an art to it. Do Disc and Baby nurses, do they know how to swaddle babies?
Absolutely. Our babies, our nurses in Disc and Baby City are all midwives, and they have extensive experience on everything to do with baby and mom and dad, of course. Mm. And swaddling is definitely included in that. And it's one of those things that needs a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets it right on the first couple of tries, but especially speaking from experience, when I was a student, it really takes a bit of practice to get it right.
I also felt that it's like, and I also feel like lots of moms, then they tell me, listen, yeah, I swaddle my baby, but the swaddle's not holding. And I'm like, then you're not doing it right.
Absolutely. Sometimes parents try a couple of times and then they give up. They say, yeah, Oh, no, I can't do this. I struggle with this. I'm not able to do it. But it just takes a little bit of practice. And once you've gotten the hold of it, I can promise you, you can almost do it with your eyes closed.
No, and I really do believe that most babies love to be swaddled. Most newborn babies love to be swaddled, because I do feel that if they like to be held, that's exactly what a swaddle is, a giant flesh swaddle to
Absolutely.
Be held. Great.
That is exactly my experience, and it's incredibly helpful, and it's so helpful to learn that. I almost want to call it a skill, but to learn that, and it really help a baby a lot. Yeah. I agree.
Exactly. Another reason to go to a Baby City clinic or a Disc-Im clinic. And as always, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Yolandi. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. If you've missed the show, don't despair. You can go listen to it as a podcast on highfm.com. This show and all of my shows are available on highfm.com. So please do go have a listen to them. It was a wonderful show. We spoke about weighted blankets. It's also an interesting topic. And it's also a nice thing to kind of explore to see if it could be beneficial for your baby with regards to especially sleep, but also also it is quite an helpful thing when it comes to adults. So yeah, please do go have a look at Adele Johnson's Weighted Blanket South Africa. If you Google it, it will come up. On that note as well, I started the show talking about Mother's Day and the celebration, and also just talking about how it's very interesting for me to always see how moms enjoy Mother's Day in a different way, and also how some really celebrate Mother's Day. It's a big deal for them. I mean, one person I spoke to, she, because I'm like, again, I'm not a big Mother's Day celebrator. I do something, but it's not, honestly, if my kids don't bring me coffee, no one wakes up before me. I wake up always the earliest in the morning. So I can't expect them to bring me breakfast in bed and coffee in bed. I'm going to really, it's unnecessary for me. But this specific mom told me that she was like, no, they have to make a big deal about it or else I get very angry. And it's interesting to see how different it is. There's not a right or a wrong either way of those things. But it just reminded me again as well about how different we are as parents, and that we really, there is no right or wrong way. Often we make choices, and to be honest, we also, that's for me very interesting that sometimes we feel like if we've made a choice, we can't backtrack or whatever. We have to stick it out if we've made, remember, lots of choices can be changed. Also remember that lots of choices is not always a choice. You might have wanted to breastfeed, but you couldn't. You might have wanted to have a vaginal birth, but you couldn't. And then there can be a lot of backlash from other parents if you know a mom that hasn't made the same choice as you. We often feel, I don't know, offended for some or other reason that they're not doing it the same way. Like they now doing it differently, so they must think either way I'm doing it is wrong. No. Remember, there's lots and lots of different, and to be honest, everyone's choices will always be different. The combination of choices with each person is different. So please keep that in mind, that just because someone is doing something in a different way doesn't make it the wrong way. It also doesn't mean you're doing it in the wrong way. We're all doing our best, and we're all hoping for the best outcome. And that's also the thing is, like, if you think of what is the outcome of your parenting journey, I think even that is going to be a different answer for each parent, and what you want for your child will be a different thing. So please remember that, and rather go out and be kind to parents and supportive and understanding when it comes to choices. Next week, I chat about breastfeeding. And I've spoken about breastfeeding a lot of times. I know it. But next week, I'm talking about breastfeeding with breastfeeding consultant and dietitian, Natasha Willefier. So please remember to join me next week. It will be a wonderful conversation. And just a gentle reminder that one of the greatest gifts that you can give your child is the example of kindness. Hope you have a wonderful time and a wonderful day. Until next time.